Here we go. From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Yeah, morning, mate.
Good news for dairy. More good news for dairy.
Yeah, I reckon. So back to one of the pillars of our national economy, really. This is the health of the market for our dairy exports. I mean, it's just one part of the picture, but the price is pretty important, isn't it? Now, 2020 has started well in terms of prices for dairy products through the Global Dairy Trade Auction. A little bit of context here, though, Mike. There was a hiccup in prices back in mid-December. You may recall, 17th of December, actually, the Global Dairy Trade Index fell 5.1%, which was kind of unexpected, and a little bit more than anybody would have thought. But then 7th of January, we had the first Global Dairy Trade Auction index bounced back 2.8%. And last night, we've seen a 1.7% rise in the Global Dairy Trade Index. And good news across all categories, most categories, and I think one was down. Leading into last night's auction, we were expected to see continued support for prices. If you looked at the comparative prices of the skim milk powder and whole milk powder in the futures market versus the last auction price, it indicated that there was support for prices there. Skim milk powder up 0.7%, whole milk powder up 2.4%, butter up 5.5%. You know, at the moment, the sort of supply-demand equation is favouring suppliers. There's good demand out there. One issue is if you look back in the last couple of years, there were some quite big stockpiles of these products in the EU. They've gone, so that's not a global issue anymore. Skim milk powder pricing, that actually peaked in early December, but these are some of the highest prices we've seen in the last 5 years. That's significant. That's where the action's been. The farm gate milk price, Mike, what the farmers get, that's based off what we call a reference basket of commodities. The bulk of that, I think something like 85%, is made up of skim milk powder, whole milk powder. So those commodity prices feed right through to what the farmers get.
They're saying it's going to $8.
Could be. There's one thing I do want to note. There's a little bit of uncertainty around this US-China trade deal and what it might mean over time for our dairy exports into China, and we'll just have to wait and see.
So you're talking access to the American industry into China, aren't you?
Correct. Yeah. So there may be some import substitution from the Chinese product. Well, there might be. We don't know. Yeah, but we've got to keep an eye on that.
Ask yourself a question. Would you rather have American milk or New Zealand milk? I mean, you know, come on. Would you rather have a bottle of Lafite or a bottle of cheap Napa? I mean, that's what you're dealing with, isn't it?
No, really? Brent. Actually, but a couple of big US dairy companies have actually gone bust in the last 12 months. Yeah, that's because a lot of Americans are drinking soy milk and they're not drinking dairy milk anymore.
Talk to me about services. Are we spending? Are we okay?
We're okay. Look, this is the Business New Zealand, BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services report. We had the manufacturing report a couple of days ago. And like the manufacturing report, it's a little bit soft into the end of the year. It fell from November. It's still above 50, so it's still expanding. But if we look at both of these data series, they suggest that growth is around sort of 2%. So comparatively speaking, it's okay, but it's a little bit sort of soggy. So services just weakened off into the end of the year as well.
Fantastic. And what else have you got to tell us? Employment confidence. We think we got a job?
Yeah, well, this is about workers. So this is the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Report. So how are workers feeling about life? Well, there's more optimists than pessimists, which is good. It's at 102.8. If you look at the detail, workers are getting more positive about how much they're going to earn in the next 12 months, which is, I suppose, if you think about the jobs market, that's not unexpected. But they're not very optimistic about the availability of work, which is a little bit, it's sort of counterintuitive. The other thing is some interesting aspects here. Workers over 50 start to feel a little bit more vulnerable in their jobs. Not sure why that is. Regionally, Bay of Plenty, most confident place for workers in the country.
Bay of everything.
Bay of everything.
Bay of everything at the moment. Yep. Give me some numbers.
The Dow Jones, 29,308, down 39. The S&P 500, 3328, down small. And the NASDAQ, 9390, up small as well. FTSE 100 lost 46 points yesterday, 7606. And Asia was a little bit weak yesterday. The Nikkei down 0.9%, 23,864. And the Shanghai Composite down 1.4%, down at 3052. The Aussies across the ditch, the ASX 200, lost 13. 7066, but we bucked that trend. Plucky little battler that the New Zealand market is. 11,805. We were up 58, 0.5% gain. On the currencies, $1 New Zealand dollar. In the wholesale markets, we'll get you 0.6604 US, 0.9641 Aussie, 0.5951 Euro, 0.5062 pounds, 72.62 yen. Gold down slightly, trading in US dollars, $1,557.14. And also in US dollars, Brent crude, $64.64.
You have a fabulous day, mate. Well done. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.